This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum. With a big smile, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the following story. After he finished his salah in the masjid, he got on the pulpit and he said, "Everyone, stay seated where you prayed. Stay seated." Then he said, "Do you know why I gathered you and wanted you to stay?" So they replied, "Allah and His Messenger know best," meaning they don't know why. He, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, "I did not, wallahi, gather you to provide you with some goods or warn you from some alarming news. However, I gathered you because Tamim ad-Dari," there's a person, his name is Tamim, "he was a Christian man, and he came and gave the pledge of allegiance and converted to Islam." Allahu Akbar. "And Tamim shared with me a story with information, which matches the information I gave you about Al-Masih al-Dajjal, the false one-eyed Messiah. He," Tamim, "told me that," and now the story starts. "He told me that he sailed on a ship with 30 men from the tribes of Lakhm and Judham, and they faced storms that tossed them around for a whole entire month lost in the ocean. Then they brought their ship, they saw an island, and they parked their ship near the island. Then they went on several smaller boats," because you know the ship is on a distance, you get on a smaller boat, then you sail to the island. "Then they entered the island. Then they were met by some living being, not like an animal or human being, something strange. It was so hairy. For how hairy it was, they could not distinguish the front from the back of that living being. So they said, 'Whoa, what are you? What is this?' Then that thing spoke and said, 'I am the Jassasa.' They said, 'What in the world is a Jassasa?' It said, 'Listen, you guys, go to this man, this human being located in the monastery. Go there. He is so eager to know more about you and get information from you.'" He, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said that Tamim said, "Once it told us, 'Go to this human being,' we got so scared that it might be a devil." Like, why would it say, "Go to a human being"? Like, if the thing speaking was a human being, it would not say, "Go to a human being." So they got so worried and they said, "Oh, we ran so fast until we entered the monastery." And once they entered, they saw the most interesting sized person they have ever seen, and the most chained and tied person ever. His hands were tied to his neck. Between his knees to his ankles, it was all shackled with steel. So we said, "Oh, who are you?" He said, "I will tell you who I am. But first, tell me who you are and what brought you here." They said, "We are a group from the Arab who were riding a ship." The whole story, I'll summarize it, based on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam way of delivery. "And we experienced such waves in the sea, to the point that it kept tossing us around for a whole month. Then we arrived at this island of yours, and then we went on several smaller boats, and we entered the island. We were met by an animal. It was very hairy. We could not tell the front from the back. And we said, 'Whoa, who are you? What is this?' It said, 'I am the Jassasa.' We asked it, 'What's a Jassasa?' Then it told us, 'Listen, you guys, go to this man, the human being located in the monastery. He is so eager to know more about you and get information from you.' So we rushed to you so fast, and we were scared of it, that it might be some sort of a devil." So the man in the chain said, "Tell me about the palm trees of Baisan." Palm trees of Baisan, by the way, Baisan is an area around Asham. So they asked, "What about it do you want to know?" He said, "I'm asking about the palm trees. Do they produce fruits?" They said, "Yes." But he said, "Soon it will no longer produce fruits." Then he asked his second question, "Tell me about the lake of Tabariya." So they said, "What about it do you want to know? Is there water in it?" They said, "Yes, it has a lot of water." He said, "Soon its water will be gone and it will become dry." Then he asked a third question, "Tell me about the spring of Zughar." They said, "What about it do you want to know?" He replied, "Is there water from that spring? And do its people use its water to irrigate their lands?" They said to him, "Yes, it has a lot of water, and its people do irrigate their lands from it." Then he asked a fourth and last question, "Tell me about the unlettered prophet. Do you know of him? Has he come out?" They said, "Yes, he appeared, and he left Mecca and moved to Yathrib," meaning Medina. He said, did the Arab go to war against him? They said, yes, they did. And what were the results? They told him he has been winning and much of the Arab are now following him. He said, are you serious? Is that right? They said, yes. Indeed. It is good for them to obey him. Allahu Akbar, Masih al-Dajjal is saying that. Now, the people do not know it's Masih al-Dajjal, okay? So he said, it's good that they obey him. May Allah make us obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he said, now I'm going to tell you about me. I am the Messiah. And he stopped. He did not say Dajjal, the false Messiah. He said, I am the Messiah. And very soon I'll be given permission to leave. If you wonder why I have my hand like this, because his hand were tied to his neck. May Allah protect us. And very soon I'll be given permission to leave. And I will leave. And I will travel around earth, leaving no village except that I will enter, all within 40 nights, except Mecca and Medina. They both are prohibited for me to enter. Every time I want to enter one of them, I am met with an angel who is holding a sword, confronting me and blocking me from entering it. And there are angels guarding every path to Mecca and Medina. Brothers and sisters, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this part of the story, he struck the minbar with a stick and he said, هذه طيبة, هذه طيبة. This is طيبة, meaning this is Medina. He's happy, he's proud. Then he tells the Sahaba, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did I not tell you? Did I not tell you regarding Dajjal not being able to come to Medina? They said, yes, Ya Rasulullah, yes, you did. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't forget to say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, I really liked the story of Tamim and how it matched what I have told you and about Medina and Mecca. That false Messiah, Al-Masih al-Dajjal, is either in the Sea of Asham or the Sea of Yemen. While he was saying it, he said, no, he's in the east. He's in the east. He's in the east. And he gestured with his hand pointing to the east. Allahu Akbar. This was the story which is filled with lessons and reflections. Feel free to share one. May Allah bless you and grant you Jannah and protect you from Al-Masih al-Dajjal. Assalamu alaikum.